फर्स्ट पास है ना प्रभु श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवंथ कैंटो 11th चैप्टर।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो सेवंथ कैंटो 11 टू 15 फाइव चैप्टर्स देयर इज अबाउट डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स वर्णाश्रम धर्म दैट इज स्टेटेड इन भगवद गीता फोर्थ चैप्टर जादुवर्ण माया सिस्टम लाइक दैट। So, Narad Muni asked, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Narad Muni to tell about something about these religious principles. Principles of religion by which one can attain the ultimate goal of life. So, Narad Muni says, this is Manava Dharma. First, he says Manava Dharma. What is the general principle of human beings? From 8 to 12, these are the five chapters, I find five texts or verses, in which these 30 qualities of human beings are described. That means who is lacking these qualities is not a human being. He says, try to speaking like that. He says, Dharma Mulangi Bhagavan, Sarva Veda Maya Hari, Smutam Chatar Vidang Rajan, Jena Chatna Prasidati. Actually, Dharma means what? The Supreme Being, the Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic knowledge, the root of all religious principles, and the memory of great authorities. O King Yudhishthira, this principle of religion is to be understood as evidence. On the basis of this religious principle, everything is satisfied, including one's mind, soul, and even one's body. So, thereafter, from 8 to 12, he describes about this general principle should be followed by all human beings, like truthfulness, mercy, austerity, bathing twice a day, tolerance, discrimination between right and wrong, control of the mind, control of the senses, non-violence, celibacy, charity, reading of scripture, simplicity, satisfaction, rendering service to central person, like that. So, then he says that sarva veda mayo vigraha, sarva deva mayo nupaha. In 20, he says, that Brahman should be well acquainted with all the Vedic knowledge. Like that. Sarva Veda Maya Vipra. Vipra means you must. Prabhupada Maharaj says, I very often reports this point, that Janmana Jayate Sudra. You have heard this quotation?
No.
Janmana Jayate Sudra. Anybody. Either in the family of a Brahmin or Kshatriya or Vaishya or whatever it may be, when he takes birth, he is like a Shudra. Dharmana Jayate Shudra. Then Sanskara Bhavet Dvija. When he gets Sanskara, various purificatory processes, then he becomes Dvija. Dvija means second birth. Dvija. Dvija means two. Ja means Janma, Bad. And Bad is also called Dvija because first he is born as a egg, then he comes out from that egg. So Dvija means who gets second Bad by like a Brahmanical or something like that. He gets Dvija. So when one becomes Dvija, so he is eligible to read Bhagavatam or Vedic literature, Shruti. Shruti. Just like you have read this law. Unless one is a graduate, he cannot read law. Similarly, unless one is a Brahmin or one is taken this Vija, second part, Upanayana Sanskar, he is not eligible to read. That is Bhagavatam also stated. Three Sudra Dvijamandana, Traina Shruti Gojara, an important first canto, fourth chapter, this is stated. Dasadev thinks like that. So for them, he has said this Mahabharata. Krupya, Aniti Bharata Makhyanam, Krupya, Munina Kutam. First canto, fourth chapter, is stated. So when one reads a Veda, or Shruti, Veda Patha Bhavat Vipra. When one reads Veda, then he is qualified to be Vipra. And Brahma Janati Ti Brahman. When one reads Veda, at least he should know Brahma. That is the beginning realization of the Absolute Truth. That is called Advaya Jnana. Advaya Jnana, Absolute Knowledge. The beginning realization is Brahma. And at least one who knows Brahma is called Brahmin. So it is said like that. Prabhupada says, often says, quotes this point.
Is this quoting?
Yeah. Janmana Jayati Sudra, then Sanskarat Vedvija, Veda Patat Bhavid Vipra, Brahma Janati Iti Brahma. Thereafter, if he improves further, he can be called as a yogi, because he knows Paramatma. Brahma, Paramatma and final authority is Bhagavan. So when one knows Bhagavan, he is called a devotee.
Yes.
So here also it is like that. So you are very much interested to know this Brahmana Lakshana, what is the qualification of Brahma. It is stated in text 21 that Samo, Dhamma, Tapa, Saucham, Santosa, Khanti, Arjavam, Jnanam, Daya, Chitatmaktam, Satyam, Te Brahma Lakshanam. The symptoms of Brahman are control of the mind, control of the senses, austerity and penance, cleanliness, satisfaction, forgiveness, simplicity, knowledge, mercy, truthfulness and complete surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are the 12 qualities of a Brahman. Then, in this way he narrates about this different types of varna. Then, in the end he says, the jasya jal lakshanam proktam unsu varna vipanjakam jadanyatra vidrishyate tat teneiva vinirdishyate. That means, anyone who takes bath, suppose one is somebody, yes. If one shows the symptoms of being a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, as described above, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification, not by birth one is eligible. That's why Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Guna Karma Vibhagasya. Chaturvarna Maya. So in this way, in the 12th chapter, Narada Muni says about Brahmacharya and Vanaprastha. Brahmacharya and Vanaprastha. These are the ashram dharma in 12th chapter. So, 12th chapter, text 1, he says, Brahmachari Gurupade Vasandanto Guru Ritam Acharan Dasavan Nicho Guru Sudhuda Savarga. A student should practice completely controlling his senses. That is Brahmachari, the qualities of Brahmachari. He should be submissive and should have an attitude of firm friendship for the spiritual master. With a great bow, the Brahmachari should live at the Gurukula only for the benefit of the Guru. It is said that whatever the Brahmachari collects, Brahmachari goes for begging, bhikya, collecting bhikya, and whatever he brings, whatever he collects, he should give it, all these things, to his spiritual master. And if the spiritual master doesn't ask him to take food, then he remains fast. He observes fast. There is so much strict rules of Brahmachari. Then again another thing is Bhajet Pramadagatha Grosto Grodhabrataha Indriyani Pramatini Harantiyavi Jatir Mana. A brahmachari or one who has not accepted the grihastha ashram must rigidly avoid talking with women or about women. For the senses are so powerful that they may agitate even the mind of a sannyasi, a member of the renowned order of life. So, he says, Nanmagni Pramada Nama Gruta Kumbha Samapuman Sutamapi Rahojayat Nanyada Javat Artikrit. Woman is compared to fire and man is compared to a butter pot. Therefore, a man should avoid associating even with his own daughter or in a secluded place. Similarly, he should also avoid association with other women. One should associate with women only for important business and not otherwise. In this way, he says about also Vanaprastha Ashram. Then, in the 12th chapter, he says about sannyas. Sannyas. Na sisya anubadhnya anubadhnita grantha naiva vasit bahun na vakhya mupadunjita na arambha na aravet kujit. A sannyasi must not present allurement of material benefits to gather many disciples, nor should he unnecessarily read many books or give discourses as a means of livelihood. You must never attempt to increase material opulence unnecessarily. In this way, there are so many points are there. I am just reciting only those important verses. So, in the 14th chapter, he says about this Grihastha. Grihastha Ashram. This verse is very important. 14:8. Javat Briyata Jatharam Tavat Satam Hidehinam Adhikam Jo Abhimanyeta Sasteno Danda Marati. One may claim proprietorship to as much wealth as required to maintain body and soul together, but one who desires proprietorship over more than that must be considered a thief, and he deserves to be punished by the laws of nature. Just like Isopanishad. Isavasyam Idam Vishwam. And here in this verse, Prabhupada Maharaj gives one very important point. Especially in that day in our Bhakti Sati class, I pointed this point. That means, even if we read the entire Bhagavad Gita every day, all 18 chapters, in each reading, we shall find a new explanation, that is the nature of transcendental literature. So, here this way, different varna and different ashramas are described. And finally, in the 15th chapter, he says about this sannyas, mukhya dharma, sannyas dharma. So here it said, 12, chapter text 12, vidharma, there are five types of so-called religion. Actually, these are irreligion. Vidharma, paradharmasya, abhasa, upama, chala, adharma, sakapanchema, dharmagyam, adharma, vatyajit. There are five branches of irreligion, appropriately known as irreligion or vidharma. Religious principles for which one is unfit, paradharma. Pretentious religion is abhasa. Analogical religion is upadharma. And cheating religion is chala dharma. So, in Bhagavad Gita, in the end, Lord says, give up all religion. That is chala dharma. Sarva dharman paritajya. And in Bhagavatam, beginning, Vyasadeva says, dharma projita paitavadharma. Paitavadharma means chala dharma. That is pure Bhagavat principle is described in Bhagavatam. So one who is aware of religious, real religious life must abandon these five as irreligious. Then there is discussion what is vidharma, what is paradharma, like that. Then, and finally, Narayana says, jasya sakshat bhagavati, yes, very important verse, rajastamastha satyena satyam chopam samena cha etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hanjasa jayat. all these you can achieve all the good qualities only by worshipping Guru. One must conquer the modes of passion and ignorance by developing the mode of goodness, and then one must become detached from the mode of goodness by promoting oneself to the platform of Shuddha Sattva. All this can be automatically done if one engages in the service of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. In this way, one can conquer the influence of the modes of nature. So, he says, Jasya Sakshat Bhagavati Jnana Dipa Pradaya Guru Matya Saddhi Sridantasya Sarvam Kunjara Sautava. The spiritual master should be considered to be directly the Supreme Lord because he gives transcendental knowledge for enlightenment. Consequently, for one who maintains the material conception that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being, everything is frustrated. His enlightenment and his Vedic studies and knowledge are like the bearding of an elephant. So here, Narad Muni is very much pleased. Here also the same verse is decided that Juyang Noloke Matapuri Bhaga in the 75 verse, this same point will be stated. Here Narad Muni is very much pleased with Yudhishthira Maharaj. That's why he says, Aham Pura Bhavam Kastit Gandharva Upavarana Namna Tite Mahakalpe Gandharvana Sutamata. You remember that Narad Muni said about his past life to Dasadev in first kind of fifth chapter.
He was
son of a maid servant.
Yes.
But here he says, prior to that, he was a Gandharva. Aham Pura Bhavam Kastit Gandharva Upavarana. His name was Upavarana. He was a Gandharva. So, Namna Tite Mahakalpe Gandharvanam Susamanta. And prior to this son of maidservant, he was this Gandharva. He says this to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He is very much pleased with Yudhishthira Maharaj. So that long ago in another Mahakalpa, Millennium Brahma, I existed as the Gandharva known as Upavarana. I was very respected by the other Gandharvas. One day I was invited by the sages and demigods to sing some devotional songs like that. But I was very much enamored by these ladies, Saras, and I sang about this attraction between man and woman, like killing songs. So they cost me. That's why I became the son of a maid servant. All these things. Yes. So in this way, and this is the 15th chapter, the last chapter of the 7th canto. In this way, different religious principles are described in details by Narad Muni to Yudhishthira Maharaj. But we have described only those important verses and a short outline of this chapters. So we'll take rest now. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Shri Gurudev ki, Anand Koti Vaishnav ki, Dai Gaur Samanand ki.
Hare Hare Bol.